As we have emphasized recently in the last retreats, walking the path, walking the inner path, what is of the essence is the correct relationship with one's own self, the relationship which is of love. To have the capacity of creating this deep intimacy with the internal space of one's own self. Not seeing the inner work just as a practice and effort, but as growth into the most profound relationship, the relationship of the soul with her own light. Out of that love, respect to one's own existence comes a faith, an unconditional trust into one's essential nature. When there's a trust, faith, and knowing which connects us to our inner purity, to our inner light, we are no longer just struggling in times of difficulties. We are using difficulties as the fuel of our transformation. Constantly tuning back in the most sensitive way to the essence of our existence. No matter what difficulties you experience, there's always light within these difficulties, your own self, and that light is your only empowerment, your only force. Against all the demons of the subconscious, against ignorance, weaknesses, lethargy. Some of you have a tendency over and over to come to the condition which you call feeling stuck. What does it mean to be stuck? And how can you use this situation of being stuck to deepen your connection to yourself, your awakening, instead of allowing it to pull you down? Using your power, having love to your own self, awakening constantly the deeper intimacy with your innermost existence, discovering with passion that very self which is untouched by all these difficulties, separating gradually your unconditional essence from all the relative elements that are surrounding it and pulling your attention away from the heart of your existence. Spiritual path is the personification of the battle between light and darkness. If you are not able to connect to that light, if you are not in love with your own soul, that battle is always lost, because the unconscious, low intelligence, the mind, these are strong forces in everyone. They have roots in the infinite past. Therefore, we have to have equally a more powerful force. That which is stronger than the totality of our ignorant past. And that is the light of I Am. If you sit in meditation and you give in weaknesses, feeling of being stuck, or allow yourself to get pulled into feeling miserable, it's like you are sinning against your own soul. You are not acknowledging that which is so precious in your existence, identifying with the low qualities of the subconscious mind. Facing difficulties is part of this journey. These difficulties have been designed as the part of the path to strengthen our spirit, to polish our intelligence and intention. But giving in to those difficulties is a sign of failure, of going astray from the path. When you feel stuck, relax, just be. Everything is just fine. Feel the love to your own self and become one with that love. Bring complete gentleness into your existence and have a faith into who you are. Because who you are in the essence is divine. It is not the little me that you have identified yourself with. You are bigger than that, deeper than that. Part of our learning is how to deal with difficulties, how to transform the difficult situation into an opportunity to deepen our connection to ourselves, to awaken more. The journey to transcendence goes through the ocean of the subconscious. Subconscious is where we came from. It is the matrix from which we have manifested. The subconscious realm is in between reality and creation. On our journey back, we are going again through the subconscious, cutting through that space. And on the way, we have to face different elements stored in the subconscious, which are part of our path, karmically. And we have to have the strength, the resolve, not to get stuck there, but to move through, so we can again return to reality.